Welcome in to the Phils in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, June 24th, 2022. Ranger Suarez was excellent as Kyle Schwarber continued his torrid June, slugging his 20th homer of the year and 9th in this month to help the Phils surge to a 6-2 win on Thursday evening in the series opener against San Diego. Ring the bell. And we'll recap the game. Ranger Suarez notched his second straight win, this time turning in his longest effort of the year. Suarez tossed 7 1/3 innings pitched, 2 runs allowed. He allowed those runs on 7 hits, a pair of walks. While he struck out just 3 batters, Ranger limited the Padres to just 4 hard-hit balls on the evening while racking up 13 ground ball outs, holding the Padres hitless in 5 at-bats with runners in scoring position. Ranger shaved his season ERA down to 4.23 while earning just his second quality start in his last 7 turns. Turning things over to the bullpen, Sir Anthony Dominguez got the Phillies out of the 8th, and then Brad Hand tossed a clean 9th inning in a 4-run game, so he doesn't earn a save on the evening, but it is an encouraging appearance for Hand in the quote-unquote closer role. The offense took a little while to get going as opposing starter Joe Musgrove looked dominant in his return from the COVID IL, holding the Phillies hitless over the first 4 frames. They did scrape out a run in the 5th when Didi Gregorius singled to break up the no-hit bid, advanced on a wild pitch, and then came around to score on an Odubel Herrera single. But it was the 5 spot in the 5th inning that pushed the Phillies ahead for good. Bryson Stott led off the inning with a double, and then the man of the month, Kyle Schwarber, stepped up to the plate, drilled 104.1-mile-per-hour dinger to right center to give the Phils their first lead of the day. Secondary row with a huge 2-run blast for Schwarber. He's now tied for the National League lead in home runs with Pete Alonso at 20. The Phillies then got singles from Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos ahead of JT Realmuto, who capped off the inning with an opposite field 3-run homer. The Phillies pushed their lead to 6-2 on JT's home run, and they would make it stick to snap a 3-game skid. And since we didn't get a show in yesterday, we'll run quickly through Wednesday's game. Not as exciting. The Phillies dropped a close one that really felt like they got blown out, probably because Zach Wheeler was not quite his best self. He lashed just 4 1/3 innings while allowing 4 runs. Only 2 of them were earned on 7 hits, 3 walks. He struck out 8, but found his pitch count at 99 in just the 5th inning and was removed after allowing 3 straight hits to start the inning. And he only got the first out at 3rd thanks to a great relay throw from Bryson Stott to limit the damage. The Phillies offense failed to do much outside of that 2-run Kyle Schwarber bomb that I mentioned. Came in the 2nd inning. The blast was Schwarber's 19th of the year, his 8th in June. Bryce Harper did return after missing several days on Wednesday to the lineup. He walked, single, stole base, his 9th of the year, but the Phillies lost on Wednesday. All right, a couple of notes. Zach Eflin looks good to go on his Saturday start. He's been removed from each of his past 2 starts with soreness in his right knee, his surgically repaired right knee, we might add. But apparently, he's been throwing. He's been okay. The injury's manageable. Okay, whatever. Get back on the mound. Good luck out there, Zach. All right, around the NL East. The Braves beat the Giants Thursday 8-7, took 3 out of 4 against the San Francisco Giants. They stay hot heading into Los Angeles for a weekend against the Dodgers. The Nationals ended up splitting 2 games with the Orioles this week. They're off on Thursday and will take on the Rangers over the weekend. The Marlins riding high after a 3-game sweep of the Rockies at home and will now welcome the Mets into town for a 3-game weekend series. And the Mets got swept by Houston in a 2-game set this week. They'll look to get right against the Marlins this weekend. Our key question of the day: can the Phillies get it done in what is going to be a very tough stretch coming up? Well, getting swept by the Rangers was certainly not a great start to this week. But up next, the Padres, Braves, and Cardinals are on tap before we get another quick respite with a series against the Nationals. The Phillies need to play crisp, clean baseball over the next 10 days. The Braves series is obviously going to be a big test as the NL East rivals are surging. But all 3 of these teams, the Braves, Padres, and Cardinals, are currently the 3 National League wildcard teams. So you're going to have to beat these teams and get ahead of them. What better time to start than now? And so Up next, the Phils continue their series with the Padres on Friday. We will get Aaron Nola on the mound versus Mackenzie Gore. The Padres' young lefty Gore is 3-4 with a 3.64 ERA, 61 strikeouts on the year against 24 walks. That's a decent bit of walks. He's been not good at all over his past two starts after ripping off three straight quality efforts in his past two games, both versus Colorado, one on the road, one at home. Gore allowed 14 earned runs in just 6.1 innings pitched over those two starts, walked seven batters, just 4 Ks, so been struggling with his control. On the other side, the Phils will look for Aaron Nola to continue to surge, and we may get that Aaron Nola versus Austin Nola matchup that is oh so fun. We know last year when they met, Aaron brought a little bit of extra velo facing his brother. We'll have to see if Austin is in the lineup again tonight so we can get some family rivalry going on. Saturday, Zach Eflin takes on Blake Snell. Snell got a late start to the year, has been struggling since 0-4, 5.74 ERA. He's got a 1.47 whip over 29.2 innings pitched. The Phils actually saw him in his season debut back in May and got him out of the game after just 3 2/3 innings pitched. They scored 3 runs on 3 hits and 3 walks. They'll try and do the same again against Blake Snell on Saturday. Sunday, Kyle Gibson versus Yu Darvish is going to be the toughest task of the weekend for the Phillies bats. Darvish has been great of late. He's allowed just 2 earned runs in his last 3 starts, racking up 18 strikeouts and just 2 walks in 22 innings pitched over those games. On the year, Darvish has a 3.17 ERA, 0.96 whip over 82 innings pitched. He's throwing very, very well. Our final thought of the day. Cheers to JT Realmuto for finally getting off the schneid with an opposite field 3-run home run. It was a huge hit on Thursday evening. It was JT's first home run since May 23rd. And while the Phillies have surged in June, Realmuto was batting just 224 with a 303 on base and a pathetic 299 slugging percentage this month heading into the game on Thursday. He also grounded into 4 double plays in just 67 at bats this month. I started calling him JT grounding a double play Realmuto. Maybe he's trying to get rid of that nickname, hit it over the fence and you can't get 2 outs. The 299 slug is really what stands out here for a guy with a career 446 slugging percentage. It's easy to wonder whether something is wrong physically, mechanically. There was a nice article in The Athletic this morning about how maybe it's a little mix of both, some injuries piling up, but also resulting in him overcompensating in some of his swing mechanics. But with the results coming, maybe we're starting to see that fixed. It was 105.7 mile per hour oppo blast on Thursday, so certainly a good sign for JT Realmuto moving forward. All right, that's all the time we have for you today on the Phils in 5 podcast. Let's go get back on the mound and get a win. Aaron Nola, take down your bro. Let's go, Phils.